God's word for you, Psalm 119, verses 161 to 163. This stanza consists of Hebrew words beginning with the letter shin, or sin. More about that later. There are elements of every theme of the great psalm in this second-to-last part, but especially the love of God's word and the repentant return to the word. Verse 161. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. In Hebrew, two sounds are made with the same letter. In ancient times, it was shaped like a W and was named for the jagged teeth that it resembled, sin or shin. If you look into the night sky and see the letter, or rather the constellation Cassiopeia, it looks the same way. Now, this isn't the same as our theological word sin. It's the letter S, or SH. That's the difference. Our first S word is sarim, princes, or any kind of rulers. In David's lifetime, many princes above and beneath him persecuted him, even when he himself was the only one holding the government or the nation together. Saul and Saul's son Ishbosheth and David's own sons and princes, Absalom and Adonijah, rebelled against him or tried to kill him. When he prayed, "I will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against me on every side." That's Psalm 3, verse 6. He wasn't using pretty language or merely brave-sounding words with nothing behind them. He really was facing whole armies of men with one intention: to kill him personally. His faith was not in his luck, although many pagans hearing his story might think that the God of luck must have been his patron god. But we know that's nonsense. There is no God of luck, and to follow the devil is the opposite of luck. David trusted in the true, one and only God, the maker of all. And David accepted every part of the word of God without reserve. His devotion was true and pure. Now, whether David is the one who wrote these words or not, they reflect his true heart. My heart trembles at your word. The word of God is not the opinion of Moses or Paul or David or Peter, but the authority and promise of God himself behind every single statement. God spoke by the prophets, Hebrews 1:1. The things I write to you are the commandments of the Lord, Paul said, 1 Corinthians 14:37. Verses 162 and 163, which we take together. I rejoice in your word like a man who finds a lot of plunder. I hate and detest falsehood, but I love your law. You know, Jesus echoed this verse when he told the parable of the treasure. The kingdom of heaven, he said, is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and then hid again. He's so happy that he goes and sells everything he has and buys that field. It's Matthew 13:44. Now, what our poet said about the word of God is true. What Jesus said about the kingdom of heaven is especially true. What's the difference? Well, the word draws us, teaches us, scolds us, and assures us. It brings us into the kingdom of heaven because it is one of the means of grace. But to be gathered into the kingdom itself, to be brought into God's loving arms, this is why we rejoice. This is why we hate and detest falsehood and love his law. The falsehood is certainly any kind of lie or false message, but most especially anything false about God and the way of salvation. During the COVID pandemic, many people fell under the spell of trusting what they called their own research about everything from disease to prevention to cure and a great many other things. I was surprised to find out just how many of my countrymen forgot the lessons they learned or should have learned in middle school about the difference between, well, primary and secondary sources. Suddenly, anyone's opinion became, quote, clinical research, unquote, whether there was a clinic or any research at all involved. Their foolishness was evident to everyone, but the world does the same thing with religion. They accept anyone's opinion, but not the word of God? How long, he asks, will you love delusions and seek false gods? Psalm 4:2. Astrology, palm reading, traditions of the medieval church, reading the bumps on the head, and worse things have all become more credible than the actual words spoken to mankind by God. He is the primary source we must listen to. Everything else, everyone else, is a secondary source at best. No, that's giving the fallen world too much credit. God is the primary source of all theology and religion, as well as salvation. Man is nothing but the audience. The foolish person will doubt and be a skeptic and be forever lost. The wise one will listen and believe and be saved. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's Word for you.